This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The European Commission said Friday it reached a deal in the principle to allow the transit of Ukrainian grain to resume through five European Union countries that imposed restrictions. VOA's Marissa Milton.
Bulgaria, Hungary, Poland, Romania, and Slovakia cited concerns that grain from Ukraine meant to be exported to other countries had ended up in their local markets, which was pushing down prices for local farmers. The European Commission vice president said in a tweet Friday that the deal includes safeguard measures for four products: wheat, maize, rapeseed, and sunflower seed. The five countries became transit routes for Ukrainian grain that could not be exported through the country's Black Sea ports because of Russia's invasion. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Russia has fired more than 20 cruise missiles and two drones at Ukraine in attacks that killed at least 23 people. The three children were among the dead. Most of the victims died when two cruise missiles slammed into an apartment building in central Ukraine early Friday. The attacks included the first one on the capital in nearly 2 months. The Kyiv government said Ukraine's Air Force intercepted 11 missiles and two drones. North Korea issued insults to U.S. President Joe Biden.
A powerful sister of North Korea's leader says her country would stage more provocative displays of its military might in response to a new U.S.-South Korean agreement to intensify nuclear deterrence to counter the North's nuclear threat. Kim Yo-jong insists the agreement shows extreme hostility toward Pyongyang. She also lobbed personal insults toward President Biden, who after a summit with South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol on